presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
New York Times Business.
August 12, 1111 America, New York. Five state-run Chinese giants to delist from U.S. stock exchanges. The companies, collectively worth hundreds of billions of dollars, issued a flurry of statements amid tensions between Beijing and Washington over regulation and broader political issues. Three of the world's biggest energy companies, including Sinopec, said they would apply to delist their American shares.
Global economy.
August 12, 1043 America, New York. Parents cut back on children's pocket money as UK inflation bites. Average weekly handout is down by 23%.
Global economy.
August 12, 1015 America, New York. Boris Johnson admits UK's cost of living support package not enough. Outgoing PM says government will ensure there is extra cash to help struggling households through winter.
Wall Street Journal US Business.
August 12, 9:55 America, New York. EV charging companies struggle to build as climate bill boosts incentives. The Inflation Reduction Act would offer an incentive for installing equipment, but challenges remain in the supply chain and in persuading property owners to invest.
Wall Street Journal US Business.
August 12, 9:20 America, New York. UK economy shrinks as inflation hits households. The figures offer a fresh indication that the British economy is struggling under the weight of soaring gas bills and rising interest rates, with the Bank of England projecting a lengthy recession.
New York Times Business.
August 12, 9 o'clock America, New York. After Basquiat raid, Orlando Museum faces crisis of credibility. As OMA cancels three shows, some donors shift their support, and a celebrated collection, to the Rollins Museum of Art. The Orlando Museum of Art has been trying to reassure the public and rebuild confidence after an FBI.
New York Times Business.
August 12, 8:24 America, New York. Stocks set for best stretch of year as inflation fears recede. Positive economic signs have put the S&P 500 on track for a fourth consecutive week of gains, but some investors worry about how long the rally can last.
Wall Street Journal US Business.
August 12, 8 o'clock America, New York. Travel woes in Europe won't end this summer. Airlines are preparing for the disruption to continue into fall, with some of the region's biggest airports extending caps on passenger numbers as they grapple with the rapid recovery in air travel.
Marginal Revolution.
August 12, 7:21 America, New York. Gender differences in peer recognition by economists. Card et al. Study the selection of fellows to the prestigious Econometric Society showing essentially that prior to about 1980 there was modest discrimination against women.
Global economy.
August 12, 5 o'clock America, New York. A golden age of consumer convenience is passing. Growth strategy of on-demand services has become harder to sustain.
BBC News Business.
August 12, 2:14 America, New York. UK economy shrinks between April and June. The economy contracted by 0.1% in the second quarter of the year, official figures show.
BBC News Business.
August 12, 1:33 America, New York. Government proposes more help for energy-intensive firms. Sectors like steel, paper and glass that use a lot of power could be set to receive more support. Marginal Revolution.
August 12. 054 America, New York, from my email, on the new healthcare provisions. I saw your post on the new bill, and I actually think the healthcare components of it might be worse than the rest of it. The bill has a provision that allows the government to negotiate prices for drugs that are among the top 10 to 20 by spend in Medicare Part B, physician-administered, usually IV infusions, and Part D.
BBC News Business.
August 12, 031 America, New York. Argentina rate hiked to 69.5% as inflation hits 20-year high. The move comes as figures showed inflation in South America's second-largest economy hit a 20-year high.